Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real.
The Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price Index shows that real estate prices are now 66% higher than they were at the peak of the housing bubble in 2007. And have shot up an incredible 43% higher just since January of 2020. The home price to median income ratio was 4.4 back in 2000. That was the period of time prior to the Fed's massive interest rate suppression regime. It began after the year 2000 when the NASDAQ collapsed. That ratio shot up to 7.03 at the peak of the housing bubble. It is now 8.16, according to longer-term trends from data derived from the Census Bureau, Federal Reserve, and the Case-Shiller Company. I mean, there is no mystery here. The Fed printed $4.5 trillion since the outbreak of COVID-19 and used that credit to buy treasuries and mortgage-backed securities, which forced the cost of home ownership down to a record low level. Powell and the rest of the Federal Open Market Committee now finally understand that their foolish pursuit of inflation has to be 2% at least, and that foolish pursuit of a 2% floor on inflation, what they actually ended up doing was creating intractable inflation, and rather quickly, which is increasing the poverty and homeless rate. Oops. Now they are scrambling to get back some of their credibility that has been completely lost by me and almost everyone else except for the Fed apologists on Wall Street. The stock market is also wildly expensive because it was the primary beneficiary of the Fed's perpetual quantitative easing programs and zero interest rate policies. The total market cap of equities as a percentage of the economy is greater today than at any other time in history prior to the summer of 2020, and that includes yesterday's debacle. The price of the S&P 500 index as compared to its revenue, which is a metric much harder to manipulate than earnings per share, tells the same story. The price to sales ratio of the S&P 500 is 2.8. That is one of the highest levels seen over the past 30 years. The only period this ratio was greater, and that includes the NASDAQ bubble, the only period and the housing bubble, 2007 Great Recession. The only period this ratio was greater was during the $6 trillion worth of fiscal and monetary COVID stimulus. Equities should really only be this overvalued if the Fed was still pinning interest rates at 0%, or if QE was still running at $120 billion per month, shoving that money into the banking system and having them gamble on stocks and bonds, and or GDP was soaring. But the exact opposite conditions are extant today. Powell is taking the Fed funds rate from 0% in March of this year to 4% by early 2023. That is one of the fastest rate of change in borrowing costs in nominal terms ever, and the greatest by far in percentage terms in history. And of course, the pace of QT number two is two times the peak of quantitative tightening number one, which was enough to crater the stock market in 2018 and wreck the credit markets in 2019. Also, economic growth is currently extremely anemic. The Atlanta Fed's estimate for Q3 GDP growth is just 1.3% at a seasonally adjusted annualized rate. That follows negative readings in both Q1 and Q2. Recession of the first half of this year was negative 1.6% Q1 and 0.6% negative in Q2. And because of the humongous inventory build this quarter, the inventory to sales ratio has skyrocketed by 22.3% from last year. What does that mean, Mr. Penn? Well, when you draw down inventory, it's a drawdown on GDP. And when you build inventory, it's an addition to GDP. Meaning Q4 GDP should return to negative readings. The truth is this weak economy is being coupled with the tightest monetary policy ever, which is needed to vanquish 40-year high inflation. And indeed, in all honesty, record high inflation if it was counted accurately, if it was measured accurately by our government. This is causing all three of the greatest asset bubbles in history to burst concurrently at the same time. It is the demise of the equity, bond, and real estate bubbles that will lead to one of the deepest recessions the U.S. has ever faced. The air is now coming out of the real estate bubble. For evidence of this, two points, just two. I can go on and on, but just two. Mortgage applications, data released this morning, mortgage purchase applications plunged by 29% year over year. And 20% of the homes currently for sale are having to drop their asking price in order to generate any buying interest. That's bubble number one. Air is just starting to seep out of that bubble. Benchmark Treasury yields, 10-year Treasury yields, have surged from the low reading of 0.33% in 2020 to 3.42% today. Long-term U.S. Treasuries have lost 28% of their value this year. And of course, we know equities are crashing too, down 17% on the S&P 500 year-to-date, 25% on the NASDAQ year-to-date. These asset prices that are collapsing are in all various stages of cratering. And they are insidious in nature and will do significant damage to the economy. The pace of such damage should increase significantly during Q4 of this year as the higher borrowing costs that have already been in effect really start to kick in. And just as the Fed continues on with its plans to aggressively tighten monetary policy, you'll get 75 basis points here in just a few days. The deleterious effects on earnings from the faltering U.S. and global economy have yet to become manifest at all in the outlook from Wall Street. That will be the salient story for Q4, as analysts and corporations are forced to recognize their margin pressures from higher wages, a much stronger dollar, and of course, the slowing revenues, slowing nominal GDP. Corporate profits are going to turn down hard. Now, turning to this week's inflation data, it was bad news for the pivot prevaricators. The core rate of inflation didn't fall as so well advertised on CNBS. It actually accelerated to a new high. Headline CPI was up 8.3% year over year. Good job keeping Americans' purchasing power intact, Fed. And the core rate, the more important core rate, jumped to 6.3%, up from 5.9%. The BS rally over the last few days before yesterday on the hopes that the Fed was about to stop hiking rates because inflation was dead and buried was obliterated with this CPI print. Yes, true. Inflation has peaked, but it's peaked at a very high level, 8.3%. And a peak of inflation at 8.3% doesn't let the Fed off the hook at all. And it isn't going back down to 2% anytime soon, especially without the relentless rate hikes and quantitative tightening from the Fed. They need to be in place in order to guarantee inflation comes back to 2% in a relatively quick time frame. Ignoring that fact and getting sucked into every bear market rally is a really, really bad mistake. And yet people keep on doing it. We here at Pento Portfolio Strategies will stick to the same process that saved us from air pockets in the past for stocks and the carnage so far this year. Most of the carnage this year has passed us by. And it's going to get worse. We're going to try to turn that small loss into a profit as the bond portion of our Four Horsemen of the Economic Apocalypse starts to gallop full stride. And our process will also help us identify when it's time to swoop in and pick up the bargains with our well-preserved capital. Once the bear market, and only after the bear market, has truly ended.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.